for Tony the Trucker, because we promised.
Yes, Tony the Trucker.
Perfect poached egg. Okay, what would you advise?
Dude, right, okay, Tony, if I'm really honest with you, basically, poached eggs haunted me for years. And as I got more senior in the kitchen, I just delegated them away from my life. Okay. Now, I have now cracked it at the ripe age of, well, 35, I probably cracked it. Really, really, really fresh eggs. That white albumen, look, I said it, has to be really sort of firm and robust. And you can do all that swirly water stuff. I don't. Just about 4 inches of water, lightly salted, and just plop, 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 plop. And just don't let it boil. Sort of bash the whites around. And if they're really fresh, they'll do beautiful things. Always, like a baker's dozen, do one extra. And if you're having a nightmare, you know, what you can do, and this is sort of a trick, and I'm slightly sidetracking you away from the purity, you get a little bit of cling film in a little bowl, mm-hmm. you crack an egg into it, and you can tie it up, and then you can plop that and poach it in the water, and it comes out perfect every time. So, if you know, use that if you've got the mother-in-law or the missus or a hot date, right, Tony? Because I know what you truckers are like. Because truckers, it's amazing what you can cook on an exhaust pipe of a truck. I've done some serious
cooking.
You've
actually done
that. And what's really good, Tony, is you could get, like, barbecue chuck ribs of beef, and you can wrap it in foil, put it on your radiator, right? Go and drive 7 hours, and at the other end, not only does it smell nice for a change, right, but you can have a nice little meal as well.